Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today, the Seattle Mariners brought back the Trident, and no, not quite that Trident, but more so the Aquaman Trident. This is their new home run Trident. Today against the Brewers, bottom of the third inning, Julio hit a screamer into the visitors' bullpen,
just over the wall!
And the Mariners were able to break out the home run Trident for the first time.
The first to carry the flame for the Mariners is Julio.
And pretty fitting that Julio's the first to be able to rock the Trident.
110 exit velo the last couple of nights.
Strike a pose, Julio. And here's my favorite photo, as you can see Castillo's massive lipper. I've been asking to bring back the Trident, and well, this is a solid start. And while we're on the topic of the Trident, it comes as no surprise that I would be a huge fan if the Trident was on the City Connect uniform for the Mariners this year. They're set to wear their City Connect uniforms for the first time on the field on May 5th. I did make this video here a few months back talking about the leaks that had come out about talking about the Mariners and the Braves City Connect uniforms. It turns out that the Braves leaks were 100% accurate. For the Mariners, I hope it's not true, because the leaks showed that it was the Seattle Pilots throwback. I just feel like the Pilots have been used over and over, and they're more of a Milwaukee team. I don't care what anyone says. But anyway, as you can see, there are six teams in the MLB that are set to get City Connect uniforms in 2023. The Braves already had theirs released. They wore them on field April 8th. The Texas Rangers just had theirs revealed the other day. What do you think of the Texas Rangers uniforms? Because I'm just not a fan. They honestly could be the worst City Connects that I've seen. Then you got the Mariners wearing their City Connects on May 5th for the first time. I believe they'll be announced about the week or so beforehand, so we might see the City Connects unveiled for the Mariners in the next week or two. The Cincinnati Reds will be wearing theirs on May 19th, the Orioles on May 26th, and the Pirates on June 27th. Once these six teams have their City Connects unveiled, then there will be 20 teams that officially have their City Connect jerseys, and the remaining 10 are set to release next year. Now for some Mariners updates. After today's loss to the Milwaukee Brewers, they ended up getting swept by the Brewers in three games. They now move to 8-11 on the year. They're fourth in the division. It's been pretty hit or miss so far in the early going for the Mariners, or should I say, less hit, more miss, as they are currently 24th in the league in both batting average and OPS. They're averaging just a .228 batting average and have a .678 OPS. And they're not yet hitting home runs quite like their roster is built to do. And they're striking out quite a bit, as their team ranks 9th in total strikeouts so far. It hasn't been all bad so far this year for the Mariners, as there's a few players I want to point out. Of course, we got to start with first and foremost, Jared freaking Kelnick. He's just continued to hit, continued to have super high quality at bats. Clearly, whatever adjustment he made was not just with his swing, as he is laying off those pitches that he would have been swinging at last year. The changeup down and away to righties, the slider of breaking balls from the lefties down and away. And of course, it's still early, but here's his percentile ranking so far this year. Average exit velocity is the 83rd percentile, barrel percentage 90th percentile. His whiff percentage is the 63rd, so he's not whiffing as much as he was. Max exit velocity, expected batting average. His chase rate has been solid. 92nd percentile in hard hit percentage. And he's getting up there in walk rate also. And really, more than anything in the eye test, you can see that there's a massive difference. And in case you forgot, he's kind of an elite defender. Here was a game-saving play this weekend against the Rockies.
Kelnick makes the play! Oh, did he save this ball game or what?
Wow.
He also had the lone RBI in this game, really putting the team on his back in this one. And here's Jeff Passan from ESPN talking about Jared Kelnick's potential.
What could Jared Kelnick be? I mean, the dude who is in Chicago is an all-star. He is somebody who's getting MVP votes. He is not batting sixth, but batting second behind Julio, right? Like that's the. I mean, I feel like if we're idealizing this lineup here, doesn't it go Julio, Kelnick, Ty France, Cal Raleigh, Teoscar Hernandez, or Gino Suarez?
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
I've said it before, but if Kelnick is batting two behind Julio, that's a dangerous lineup. But of course, let's give him some more time. Next up is Matt Brash, whose 18.78 strikeouts per nine is the highest mark in Mariners history through a player's first 10 games of the season. He beat out Andrés Muñoz from 2022 as well as Edwin Diaz from 2019. And what makes this even more wild is that even though he has a super high strikeout rate right now, he's walking over 5 guys per 9, has a 1.85 whip, and currently a 6.23 ERA. He'll sort it out, he'll be just fine. Also talking bullpen, Andrés Muñoz is set to begin a rehab assignment very soon, so we should see him back in those high leverage situations before you know it. And the last guy we'll talk about today is La Piedra, The Rock, Luis Castillo. As of today, Luis Castillo has the lowest ERA out of any starting pitcher at a 0.73 ERA. He also has the lowest whip out of any starting pitcher at 0.61 walks plus hits divided by innings pitched. He's also currently 8th in strikeout to walk ratio, just behind Logan Gilbert. There was talk about Luis Castillo being somewhat of a slow starter in the prior years, his velocity not getting up there until the summer, not being completely dialed in until the summer. Well, he's come out firing on all cylinders, and he looks every bit the ace that the Mariners traded for this past deadline, and the guy that will be locking down the rotation for years to come after he signed that extension. What I've noticed so far this year is how much he lives on the edges of the strike zone, and he hasn't had a start yet to where he looks off. Also talking rotation, Robbie Ray should be ramping things up again pretty soon, so hopefully he takes his spot back in the rotation, and that's that. Make sure to comment below your thoughts on the season so far. I know it's been a frustrating start to the season at times, but this is a solid lineup and we have a lot to be excited for. Thank you for watching, and make sure to subscribe for more Mariners and baseball content as we move throughout the season.
All right guys, goodbyes only, don't forget it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.